In Washington, President Bush raised hopes that the emergence of new Palestinian leadership could be an opening for peace. And British Prime Minister Tony Blair, who's visiting Washington, is hoping to capitalize on the opportunity as well. Here's NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
Before coming to Washington, Prime Minister Tony Blair made clear that Middle East peace tops his agenda, and he hopes his support for the Bush administration on Iraq will pay off this time. British Foreign Secretary Jack Straw is certainly raising expectations that a second-term U.S. president will take the initiative.
I believe that there was going to, in any event, to be fresh impetus by the United States government. It was President Bush who was the first United States president ever to call for a separate, viable, independent state of Palestine. So that, of course, is something that the Prime Minister will be discussing with President Bush in Washington.
But Flint Leverett, who left the Bush White House last year, would be surprised if Blair gets what he wants.
He has been snookered by George Bush before on this issue, and I suspect he'll be snookered again.
Leverett, now with the Brookings Institution, says the U.S. may offer help with Palestinian elections and may, as he puts it, try to look busy on the issue in the coming weeks. But he says he's intensely skeptical that administration officials will do enough to help a new Palestinian leadership gain legitimacy and do enough to begin a serious negotiating effort.
I really question at this point whether they have the basic, I'll go ahead and say it, the basic competence to do the diplomacy necessary to try and move this issue forward. I think that the administration is missing an opportunity by not sending Secretary Powell to Cairo tomorrow.
The State Department's point man on the Middle East, William Burns, is expected to attend Arafat's funeral instead of Colin Powell. With President Bush now in what some analysts call his legacy term, there is some optimism in Washington that this is an opening for peace. Aaron Miller, the president of Seeds of Peace and a longtime State Department advisor on the Middle East, says President Bush has a serious decision to make about whether this will be a priority issue and whether he'll appoint a high-profile envoy.
The second Bush administration is very well positioned. If it wanted to get serious, to get serious. Why? It's got more currency in the bank with respect to the government of Israel than any of its predecessors. And if it chose to make a withdrawal and spend some of that currency, no one could accuse it of being antagonistic or hostile to Israel's interests.
Flint Leverett, though, doesn't believe the U.S. will use its political capital in this way because he says on fundamental issues in the Israeli-Palestinian peace process, President Bush and Vice President Cheney's views are similar to those of Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.